Greetings, Rye Universe. This is J. Douglas Barker. The title of the book is Walking in Love, and subtitled Why and How. And joining me from Los Angeles is the author, Suzanne Miller. Welcome to the program, Suzanne.
Happy to be here.
This is an interesting work because of your background, maybe not surprising because of your background. You've written other books, but this tells a little, or maybe delves into a little more of your history. You were active as a licensed minister in the Episcopal Church at one point for a few years, had some health changes, and then have decided that music was really a passion that you wanted to pursue, and are doing so at the present time. This book, Walking in Love, is 88 pages. And explain to my listeners a little of the motivation behind it. Why did you feel a passion to share your take on faith and faith walking?
Well, this is driven by, you know, my health history over the past dozen or so years, and especially the past 4 years, because I, among other things, I've been plagued with different health problems off and on during my life, and most of which were difficult to understand.
Right.
But they were basically finally 4 years ago tracked down to a common autoimmune disorder. But the point of all this is that I'm 82 years old. I'm in excellent health now because 4 years ago they finally got the diagnosis correct and were able to start treating some of my little maladies, some of which were fatal if not fixed.
Wow.
So when they treated my maladies, excellent doctors, they I'd been sort of disabled for about 10 years. I continued to work, but I'd had a really bad heart attack, and I didn't have the stamina to go into a work location and work 40-60 hours a week.
Yes.
So the government was very nice to me. They still liked the stuff I did very much. So they arranged for me to work out of my house and set up my teams and do all that. That was very nice. But when finally I got diagnosed properly, the cure was almost instantly. All they did was my immune system had eaten up my thyroid function.
Ouch!
And so they just found the right kind of thyroid medication, and in 24 hours, boom, bah,
wow.
here comes my energy all roaring back, and I am a high energy person.
That's an incredible testimony right in itself. I have a friend who has an autoimmune system issue and has been dealing with that for a number of years, the thyroid in specific. So you are very blessed to have had that discovered and have it on the mend for sure. Your book, you also had some motivation or some inspiration from Bishop Michael Curry, who was the presiding bishop at Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding, if I understand his history.
Yes.
Why did that motivate you a little bit?
Well, because I've known Michael for quite a long time when he was a rector of a parish in Baltimore, Maryland.
Hmm.
Michael is precious. He's priceless.
Yes.
he's such a loving person. And, you know, it was like, you know, how are we going to get through some of these messes that people are confronted with now? And he's talking about love. And that's what I have been learning my whole life, piece by piece, step by step. So the motivation for the book was really to boil down all this experience I had into a fairly compact, simple thing that anybody could take and use to get on track.
Your book is definitely approaching it from a positive standpoint, regardless of what your history was with health and other things. I would look at it in some ways almost as I won't call it a Bible or devotional study, but it sort of is in that vein. Would you describe it that way yourself?
Well, that's exactly so, because as a young teenager, I became interested in, you know, developing the spiritual side of me.
Hmm.
And I just kept doing that. And I learned so much from so many people, beautiful lessons, and they're very powerful. So this has been, that spirituality has been the rock that has carried me through some fairly hard times. I want a panacea one.
You've described this also as a book for seekers, and that phrase, seekers, has become a, won't say a catchphrase, but it's been one that has been used consistently over the last several years in those churches that are, I'll call them evangelical, or wanting to reach out to the community with a faith message. So this is really a seeker's book also in some regards.
All of my books are for seekers, for people who have this itch that they're not quite sure how to scratch. And my religion laid that out for me really clear. And so that's what's so cool. And I just wanted to, and so my health maladies and my religion all sort of come together, because it boiled down to, you know, really a set of four basic beliefs that you needed to have under your belt in order to, from what I understood, and I got some really good teaching at seminary. I was taught New Testament Greek by really wonderful professors, and it just opens up the whole all scriptures to you. It's a beautiful thing. So it's a process that I say Jesus was teaching people how to get through life. There's the afterlife to conserve, but you know, there's a bit of heaven to be had in the current life if you go about it right.
Absolutely.
So, for example, I'm racially mixed. That's never been a big problem, but it's given me access to lots of communities. And one thing I learned very early, just touched my heart, was I grew up in the southeastern part of the country. You know, long ago, and black folks, you know, had a hard life to hoe.
That's true.
In many cases. And I would watch in awe when they would be working under misery, that they would be singing. And it was the joy that was, you know, keeping them alive. And that is so powerful. And you can also draw on your, you know, I drew on all my heritage. I am an American, you know, I'm the mix. And
well, most of us are kind of mixed or mixed up.
All,
I mean, that's
really
the way we are, yeah.
Everybody's mixed, and then we get mixed up.
That's an interesting and fascinating background, and your observations of those who are handling stress by relying on their faith and a positive outlook certainly is one that is a message that will ring true with most everyone who reads your book. You have several chapters, eight in total, but again, it's a short read, 88 pages, not a long and arduous task. You have also described this as a book that is non-dogmatic. It's just those that will hopefully create a hunger for those that have a passion for faith. I think that's an admirable way to approach a subject that can be sort of daunting for some. Now, the readership for this, would you describe this as one that will also maybe appeal to those who are not part of the faith community?
Oh, exactly so. That's a major focus.
Wonderful.
Because it's grounded on what do we have in common as human beings. And within the religious community, there's been a sort of a breakdown in authority. You know, once upon a time, if your local pastor told you, you know, do this and don't do that, you know, that was pretty dependable. But the world has gotten so complicated and so challenging, and people have gotten cynical, and the old ways of authority don't work for people who have not had that other spiritual background. So I learned. God, it's like God was leading me, Suzanne, you know, this is how you approach people outside the church, because if you say, do this because I say so, they'll turn off immediately.
Absolutely.
But if you say, this is what I think is going on, test it with your own human experience. And if it confirms, take another taste. Mm-hmm. And that's really at the core of doing this is, if you're a person who doesn't have a lot of religious experience, per se, but you're a good person, and you have this hunger. This is a way to find what, for me, from my Christian background, was a way to not only feed that hunger, but also to thrive. And I tell you, buddy, I thrive.
Beautiful.
When I'm up singing, the joy is just lighting up the place.
Well, that's the way it's supposed to be anyway. I think if you are a person of faith, your faith should be shining through from inside to the outside for every person that's in contact with you. Your chapter 5 has some wonderful subtitles in it as well, the main title of which is Walking in Love, the Process, Walking the Walk, Building Trust in the Goodness of God, Communicating with God, the results of the testing experience, and the results of the process. So I think it's a step-by-step logical approach to faith and faith walk, for sure, from what I'm seeing here. This is, again, a short read, 88 pages. Were there any challenges in writing this, besides the fact that you have had some health issues in the past? Tell me about your singing experience currently and how that record and recording got produced.
Well, you see, when I was 22 years old, I was singing for a living and loving it. And then I lost my singing voice. And the doctors, said, your things are happening to your vocal cords, and we don't know why this is happening, so we can't do anything. Good luck, but goodbye singing career.
Wow.
So that really made a big change in my life. And when I got the treatment for my thyroid, about a month after I started taking the new medication, my singing voice, I'm still a musician, and so I would wander around the house humming tunes, and all of a sudden I said, I'm singing.
Beautiful.
And I got to tell you, I cried for about 2 hours.
Wow.
Tears of joy. And so none of this worked.
The title of your album or your music project is It Ain't Over Till It's Over. I think that is a positive underscored message for sure. It really dovetails into the title of your book too, Walking in Love. Would that be a good way to describe it?
Oh, exactly so, because the really important thing is, no matter how dark it is in your life at the moment, it's a matter of discipline. Always choose life over death. If you have a possibility of life versus a certainty of death, that's a pretty easy choice.
Yes,
it is. You have to undergo a bit of suffering. Suffering is, in my perspective, suffering is not a noble thing. Suffering is a thing to be tolerated in order to get to the other side. But if I had, and I've had some real misery health-wise, if I had checked out under those conditions, and there's temptations to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I really understand that. God, look at what I would have missed. So, mm-hmm. 2 years ago, I'm in with a singing group in the nave of Old St. Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin, Ireland.
Ooh.
We're singing this huge worship space at an international choral festival. And it is packed to the gills, and we are singing gospel. The Irish people just went berserk.
Absolutely.
And I got to tell you, I am just, they call me baby sister. here's baby sister front and center, singing first soprano, just singing my little heart out.
Wow.
And if you don't think that is a trip, that is a pure living joy. And
well, you have a fascinating story, and I think my listeners will want to get a copy of your book for sure, the title of which is Walking in Love, Why and How. Suzanne Miller has been my guest author. Suzanne, where can my listeners get a copy of your book and maybe tap into your music as well?
Yes, I hope so, because, instead of just saying words, hey, read the words, listen to the music, and I tell you, you were asking about was it challenges were for me to write the book?
Yes.
There were no challenges. I am a product of this process, and so I just have to say it right out. I've learned to walk with the Lord.
Beautiful.
And the Lord just, he doesn't tell me where the road leads because he knows I just get freaked out, scared sometimes. But he just drops the breadcrumbs along the way. And so it's very here and now kind of thing. So he poked me in the butt, kicked me in the butt and say, write. And I'd sit down and I'd say, okay, yeah, I ought to write something about this. And I'd write something. And then it happened again, and it happened again. And after a while of this, I'd look at it, and I'd say, oh, look at this. It's all organized. It's all got a coherent structure to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll put it together in a book. Now, that sounds like a wacky way to write a book, but mm-hmm. that's the way I've written all three books.
Incredible.
So the Lord is with me, baby.
They can do a search under your name, Suzanne, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E, Miller, and find this and the other works, of course. And also, they can do a search under the name of the book, Walking in Love. I'm sure Amazon and the other online retailers will have copies of this, and iUniverse as well. Thank you for sharing your story, and hopefully we'll get some traffic maybe for your music, get people acquainted with you a little bit more in depth. This 88-page book is easy to read, and it has some very inspirational and positive commentary that will inspire the reader. So thank you again for sharing your time with me today.
Well, now there's one final thought that's
sure.
important. I also have a website.
Wonderful.
It's www.suzannermiller.com.
Excellent.
If you go to the website, you can preview all three books, and you can also look at my CD and test play one of the songs. So,
well, that's where I'm heading after the interview, by the way. I'm anxious to hear that myself. Thank you for sharing that information. Thanks again, and hopefully in the near future, we'll be able to visit again.
You bet. Thank you much for the call.
My pleasure. For iUniverse, this is J. Douglas Barker.